All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am joined with Christina Bob, Trump's lawyer. You're still his lawyer, correct? You're still one of his lawyers. I'm sure he has many, many, many lawyers.
Yes, he has many, but I am one of them. I'm at the Save America PAC.
And you were a former Marine, am I right in saying that? Or are you
That's
once
correct.
acknowledged Marine?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's beautiful. How did you even come across Trump? How did you meet with Trump? How did you get hired on as one of his lawyers?
I met President Trump prior to joining his team. I was a reporter at One America News. I did a lot of the legal commentary and investigative reporting. So he got very interested in my reports and contacted me that way. And so, I began conversations with him about what I was uncovering and what I
He
was finding.
contacted you
He did, yeah.
personally.
Yes, he did.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
What?
he's pretty awesome. Like the first time I got a phone call from Donald Trump, it's pretty surreal. And he's so easy to talk to. He was talking like we'd been friends forever, and he's just like, hey, tell me what you're working on, how's it going? I'm curious about what you're doing. And he just wanted to know about the information that I was uncovering. And so
So
I was,
he really is like a people person. The guy is
oh,
just
very.
he's very likable, correct?
Very, very. And it was so disarming to get a call from him, and we chatted for a while, and it was I it sounds funny to say, even these few years later, it doesn't sound real, but it is. It was very easy to talk to him. I felt like I was talking to someone
So
I've
did he
known
call
for
you
years.
like personally, or he had his people call you and then they set up the call, or he just called you
No,
on your
he
cell
just
phone?
calls me. Yep.
Cool.
Yep. I
That's
actually think,
wild.
well, before he called me, I think one of his assistants called to make sure that she had the right phone number. And then she was like, okay, just so you know, like he's going to call you. And I was like, okay. And then it wasn't right away, but at some point in the future, he called and was like, oh my gosh, I
And
just got
then
a call
he's
from
like, hey,
Donald
I want
Trump.
to hire you onto my legal team.
Well, that came a few years later, but yeah, we developed a rapport. We spoke fairly frequently, and then later he was like, yeah, why don't you join my team? I was like, all right, great.
That's
So
incredible. So you were the lawyer during the, or one of the lawyers, you still are one of the lawyers, but you kind of witnessed the whole raid thing go down, correct?
yeah, I was there. I was at Mar-a-Lago.
You were at Mar-a-Lago. So I guess my question is, and I have a lot of questions about this because I really want to put some things to bed that I've been wondering about. To me, there had to be something in these documents that they really needed, okay, to raid the property, right? So I've heard different things, that it's like the playbook to take him out of to stop him from being president. I've heard the nuclear biscuit. I've heard of all kinds of things. The FBI even said nuclear biscuit, right?
I, to be honest, I don't know. I have a lot of the same questions that you guys have. Even though I was on site, they did not allow me to see anything. They forced me to stand basically in the parking lot, like at the Circle Drive. If you've ever seen those aerial shots of Mar-a-Lago, I was pretty much relegated to the Circle Drive. So I couldn't see, I never saw any of the documents. So, so I don't know.
Wow.
I have a lot of the same questions that you do.
Maybe we can figure it out together.
I mean, I don't know. And it was interesting to me because then later when Joe Biden, the announcement came out that, oh, they found classified documents at Joe Biden's house at, multiple properties. And they were like, oh, but don't worry. His attorneys are going through everything. And, DOJ is
In his
letting his attorneys.
garage, next to
And
his
I was like,
Corvette.
wait, 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 wait. So why are his attorneys allowed to go through stuff? But I had to stand in the parking lot. So I don't know. I
How did
mean,
that even go down? How did the raid go down? They had to contact the Secret Service first, correct? I mean, how did that?
I came later. I was notified by, at the time the case was being handled out of Washington, D.C. And I was notified by the D.C. attorney that was like, hey, can you, because I was in the area. I was in, Florida. And they were like, hey, can you get to Mar-a-Lago and, tell us what's going on? So I
So
came
what, can you
after.
tell us what went on? Can you go through that with that
Well,
process?
I mean, I have to be a little bit careful because I am a witness in the case. I say that loosely because I was on site, but I really don't have a lot more. Like I said, they required me to stand out on the Circle Drive, and then at the end they had me sign for the warrant or the inventory list. So, I mean, that was all I could see. I didn't get to see anything of what they were doing inside or taking pictures or gathering. I was not allowed to see any of that.
So I'm confused. If it was declassified, why is it even a problem?
Well, from our perspective, it's not, right? From our
Right.
perspective, it is declassified and it's not a problem. But I think it appears, it very clearly appears that they're not accepting that he declassified anything. I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm speculating. I'm speaking
But
as
you
a
didn't hear any
spectator here.
whispers that there or rumors that it had the battle plan to block Trump from the presidency or the nuclear codes biscuit, anything like that?
No, I genuinely had no idea what they were looking for, why they were there. I had no information when I started, and I had very little information when it was over. The only additional information they gave me was the inventory list that has now been, you know, largely published. You can find it on the internet somewhere.
So
But
what did they find exactly in there? Do you know? Do you, I
I
mean,
don't know. I mean,
nothing.
They're still going through those hearings now. I mean, that the case in Miami with Judge Cannon, the documents case. They're still arguing that. And I think just recently as last week, the attorneys were having hearings with the judge to see what information they were going to have access to. And the government, my understanding, you know, again, I'm a spectator on this one because I was on site as a witness. So this is what I'm gathering from the news. This is not, I'm not privy to this information, but the hearing went forward to try to figure out what the defense could have access to, because my understanding is DOJ hasn't even turned over all of what they found to the defense team. I mean, they're still litigating that issue in court. So,
didn't you work for the DOJ, or am I wrong in saying that?
No, I was in the military. I never worked at DOJ. I worked at DHS.
Okay, so, maybe that's okay. DHS,
yeah,
you worked.
I do. Yeah, I did that.
So what about Joe Biden's mishandling of the documents? Like, so this guy, you know, like he obviously was good for the goose is good for the gander. I don't understand this. Like, so
well,
Trump has the
you
power
do
to be
understand it. That you understand it perfectly clearly, I think. It sounds like.
Yeah, I do.
You
I'm
understand
just speaking for
exactly
my
what's
audience.
going on. Yeah. I mean, they're using two different systems of justice depending on whether you're conservative or whether you toe the party line. You know, Joe Biden
And
is a member of the party.
Biden had mishandling of documents since he was a senator, correct?
Correct. And he's not subject to the Presidential Records Act at that point. He's not protected by the Presidential Records Act.
So the public is seeing this firsthand, the favoritism here.
Yeah.
Just exactly who system. So let me ask you this. Are you privy to any, or do you have any knowledge on maybe these charges that are, how many charges are on Trump right now? Like 90, what is it?
91, I think. Yeah.
It's going to keep going up, I imagine. So
right.
91 charges. So are you privy to any like backroom deals? Are they approaching Trump at all saying, no, I'm serious, like asking him, hey, these
yeah.
charges will go away if you just step away from trying to run for president.
Right.
Go
Well,
away,
I mean,
please.
I certainly can't betray any attorney-client privileges, but you know, I don't think there's any official offerings on the table at this point, but those types of conversations are very common in proceedings. And so I would anticipate something like that. I'm not aware of anything, you know, currently.
You're answering these
available.
Questions like a lawyer.
Well, I'm sorry, you know, but no, that, I mean, that's the truth. I don't know. I don't know of any that are offered at the moment, but
it wouldn't surprise
I wouldn't be surprised. No. That's
okay,
normal.
It
That's very
surprise
normal.
Me.
No.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about, you know, there's whispers going around saying that, you know, he's being sat down and they've given him offers. And I just wanted to see if there's any truth to that.
Probably. I mean, like I said, you know, especially in the documents case, I am very clearly walled off from the trial team because I have to be. But
so what's your thoughts on this $350 million fraud judgment? Give me your thoughts on this.
It's outrageous. I mean, we're running out of words to describe what's happening to our country. I mean, how many times do we have to say something's unprecedented before it becomes trite to say that? But it is unprecedented in the worst possible way. I think it's very clearly an abuse of the justice system. It's an abuse of power. It's an abuse of elected office. And it's basically extortion. It's extortion. It's getting their political opponents seizing property or, you know, demanding payment from their political opponent because they don't like his views politically. And that money then goes to the state where their party controls it. I think it's it's criminal. I actually think it's borderline criminal. When all this is said and done, I think we need to have a criminal investigation into this abuse of power.
I agree with you. And it's going to kill the real estate market in New York. And this
and
is like a
development and business and anybody who has any assets who could potentially be conservative or, you know, love America is now at risk. And the fact that the governor of New York had to come out and say, oh, don't worry, we're not going to target anybody else, just highlights the fact that this is, it's a political hit job is what they're trying to accomplish.
All because they don't like his tweets. No, just kidding. They don't want him in prison. Yeah.
There's a lot
so
of
are
stuff
they,
they don't like about him.
No, I know. I get it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trump lawyers seek to delay for enforcement for the $350 million fraud judgment. So what are you guys hoping to achieve? And do you think they can take his property? Are they going to take his property?
Well, normally I would say absolutely not. You know, the appellate process is there for a reason. It's part of our constitutional rights to be able to appeal. From every case that I've ever worked or seen or observed, the appellate process is honored. The defense is allowed to appeal their rulings. This is quite honestly the first time I've seen where they're trying to crush him before his ability to be heard on appeal. And let's be very clear, this New York Court of Appeals has overturned this judge in this case before, multiple times before, actually, on a few different issues. So it's not out of the question that the Court of Appeals will overturn this. I mean, I think the judge is hoping it's a foregone conclusion that the Court of Appeals will affirm his ruling. I think Letitia James probably knows the Court of Appeals will not affirm it, which is why she's trying to strip him of the property before it goes to appeal, because they don't want to hear what the Court of Appeals has to say, because I think there's a good chance the Court of Appeals is going to say, no, this isn't right.
Are you on the team working with this, with the $350 million judgment right now?
I am not on the trial team, no.
Do you think that Trump will do any kind of prison time whatsoever? I mean, do you think that's a reality?
No. Nope.
And why? Why is that? If I can ask.
One, I don't think they'll actually get a conviction, even in Washington, D.C. on this case. I know everyone says, oh, they've got the whole thing. Yeah, it's, you know, juries are always wonky, and I know it's a D.C. jury, but I think the more information that comes out, the more I think the public can see what's happening here. And, you know, they need a unanimous decision. So I still have a lot of hope for that Washington, D.C. case. The Florida case is, they're never going to get a conviction there. The Georgia case, they're never going to get a conviction there. So I don't see where they get a conviction. If they did somehow get a conviction, then they have the issue of he's a former president of the United States and he cannot go to a general population prison. He would, you know, that I just don't see that being a possibility. So no, I don't think they're going to get a conviction. And even if they did, I still don't think they could get any type of real confinement.
I'm kind of predicting, I think there's going to be more charges put on him. Do you see more charges coming down the pipeline at all?
You know, that's a dangerous game for them to play, because every time they do that, his popularity increases. And they're already kind of at a point where they're all in, right? If they lose these cases, if President Trump doesn't get convicted, I mean, he's going to win this election in a landslide. And so I think they have what they need to accomplish what they want to accomplish if they're successful. I don't think they need any more to try to convince the public that he's a criminal. So I don't actually see the upside on their end for doing that. You know, they're all kind of crazy, so maybe they just want to indict him just because they like indicting him. But I don't see the benefit of doing that.
So this is their last shot, their last big shot. I mean, they're all in because they know their fates. I'm just going to say that right here. It's not good. But the fact that they have gone after a former president and they've done this, they've kind of broken the seal. Now it's fair game for them as well, correct?
Yeah, it is, especially this presidential immunity issue. They've already done away with executive privilege. You know, Peter Navarro's ordered to report to prison. So they've done away with executive privilege. Now they're trying to do away with presidential immunity. I mean, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for, because it would mean that everybody that has done this to Donald Trump is now fair game.
Aha, that's what I wanted. So what you're saying is in effect, this boomerang can come back around and get all of them.
Yeah, it could.
Fair game.
I mean,
They
they'd
broke
have
the
to.
seal.
Yeah, that's right. They've opened Pandora's box. Exactly right.
So this is, in your opinion, absolutely election interference. I mean, we could go
100%.
after that. Yeah.
100%. Yes, this is election interference. I wrote a book on election interference, by the way. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, did you? Is it on Amazon or where's it
I
at?
did. Yeah, stealing your vote, what it
Oh,
means for
wow.
2024. I thought
And
Stacey sent it to you.
it's still on Amazon?
Oh yeah.
I'm
No, I
surprised.
know. Amazing, right? Yes.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
It
I'm
has
even
survived.
reluctant to put this on YouTube. I'm going to put this on YouTube. It'll be highly edited, but it'll go on Rumble, YouTube, and ninoscorner.tv.
Okay.
Do you believe once he's president again, he will be able to go after all those that were after him right now? Do you think that's going to happen? I mean, are we really
I
people like, okay, you did what you did. The boomerang effect is going to happen. We're going after all of you once he's president.
I would like to see Congress involved in that. Yes, I mean, they've effectively done away with all of the protections. I also don't like, what we're going through right now. I don't like the idea of one administration prosecuting their predecessor. Like that's third world-ish. So, I think Congress needs to get involved and come up with some way of creating justice out of this situation. And don't leave it to the next administration to clean up this mess, because I don't think that's necessarily the best thing for the country. So I'm hoping that Congress can come up with some sort of solution. Maybe Congress does the investigation, whatever it is. There's a few different ways that that could play out. But yes, I think they all need to be investigated and looked into and potentially prosecuted if there's wrongdoing there. It certainly looks like there's a lot of wrongdoing. Who's at fault, and who ran the show, and all of that still needs to be totally identified. But yeah, I think there will be justice in a second Trump term. I just hope it comes from Congress, to be honest.
So let me get your insight on something. Why do you think they deem Trump such a threat?
Because he threatens their power structure. I mean, he openly says it, and the actions that he takes demonstrates that he means what he says. He is returning the power of government back to the American people. What we have right now is we have a system of elitists, people who have worked their way up in politics and now believe that they own the government and that they have a right to run the government. They don't. Government, it's to be a civil servant is a privilege in this nation, and there are people that have spent their career doing it and somehow have gotten distorted into thinking that it's theirs, that they're entitled to it, and that they get to control who is in and who is out of government. And that's not the way the United States works. The United States works by the popular vote, by the American people picking their leaders. And Donald Trump proved that in 2016. They hated him because he didn't play by their rules. He played by the American rules, and he became president. And he's absolutely destroying what they're doing with China. And getting kickbacks, and we're seeing a lot of this the serious incident reports coming out of, and the SARS reports coming out of Treasury, getting kickbacks, and we're seeing a couple $100 billion going with no oversight whatsoever, and we're just supposed to believe that that's okay when we couldn't spend $6 billion on our southern border a few years ago. I mean,
I'm here on the border. I'm watching the travesty. It's unbelievable. It's
Yeah,
unbelievable.
it's terrifying. It's terrifying what they're trying to do to this country.
So, don't you think, in a clever kind of way, by him not signing the Insurrection Act, it was probably the best move to let America witness what it would be like under a Biden administration? I mean, in order to get the people on Trump's side so he can do what he wants to do in the next term, this was kind of the clever way to go about it. Don't you agree?
Clever. I don't know that he intentionally did this. I mean,
I think
I see your point, but
well, I mean,
I
not signing the Insurrection Act was a huge action to me because it put forth this, it let this it, this whole process play out so that American people could see this with their own eyes and witness this
yeah.
horrific display that's happening with this regime.
Yeah, I mean, it's outing them, the fact that Biden is in office and we can all see so clearly what they're doing and how they're trying to destroy this nation. Yes, I mean that's an upside. I think it
Trump's
pains the
called many
president.
times. Trump has called it the pause, right? It's like the pause, which we can go into a whole
The
nother
pause,
thing on
yeah.
their show, but I mean, I think it was, I think by him not signing the Insurrection Act, because then he would have really looked like a tyrannical dictator then. But the fact that we're in this now with Biden, I think it's letting the population, the American population in the world see what a tragedy, what a travesty this administration is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, everyone can see it with their own eyes right now.
So what's the name of your book?
Stealing Your Vote and What It Means for 2024.
Christina, I really appreciate your time. You've given me a lot of insight, and you're an incredible lady. So I really just thank you for coming on, taking the chance to come on.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Nino. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. And you're welcome anytime. Thank you, Stuart.